Hey, what's going on? This is the Educated Guest Podcast. I'm Justin, your host. Hey, if this is your first time listening, I just want to say thank you first and foremost for becoming a part of this community, you know, trying something new, going out on a limb, taking a risk. You know, learning's not easy. A lot of times, especially the older we get, becomes almost a given that we at some point should know enough. This idea of enough, it leads to a lifestyle and a life that feels ultimately unfulfilling. So 3 years ago, we came along and we decided that there needed to be a new type of school, a new type of art education, perhaps to shake up the life of those who felt a little empty inside, who felt like there was something missing. You know, you got all the education you were supposed to get and you learned all the things and you took all the tests and you made all the A's and the B's or whatever grade you made. You got the job, or you didn't get the job. And you were sitting there and you were left there in a place where you thought that you had gotten everything you were supposed to get and you had done everything you were supposed to do, but something was missing. And that's why we created this. So if any of this sounds cool to you, you know, if this sounds like a vibe, then you can go to educated-guest.com, learn a little bit more about what we've done, what we plan to do, and what we're doing right now. If you go to our Instagram page at educated_guest, you'll get a better picture of sort of what this community is all about, reaching over 35,000 people across the world and really building what I think has become a very tight-knit community about those who understand the ethos of what we're doing, just as well as they understand the execution of what we're doing. So that said, long intro today, because it's been quite a while since you've heard my voice. I think that, as I've mentioned before, I wanted to make sure that every single time I pulled up, every single time we sat down, every single time we conversed with one another via this Airstream, via this modern technology, it's not too modern, I guess, but I wanted to bring value. I wanted to bring real things to the table. I wanted to bring innovative ideas. I wanted to bring a certain ethos, a certain energy to you. And if I didn't have that energy to bring, if I didn't feel like I was giving 100%, I didn't want to say anything. And I think that's worked very well for the past month or so, particularly in this time away, because it's given me space to think. It's given me, you know, space to connect with others in the real world. And build relationships in a way that helps me grow so that you're not getting the same old tired information, the same old tired lectures, and the same old tired questions about life and about the way we do work. So today, 3 minutes into what is now a hopefully 15 minute, I'm going to try to keep this under 15 minutes or so for a very short episode today, because I just wanted to announce a special lecture series that we have going on this summer. I wanted to do something special that felt congruent, coherent, and well tied together with where things are right now in society, as well as with the community that we're building and the organization that we're building. So we decided to launch a new summer lecture series entitled Learning to Live. And we partnered with a multidisciplinary design studio out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, named Bodega. And the team there, Liz, Matt, Joseph, they're amazing. And you'll get to hear from them in the coming weeks about their story, about their work. But I really encourage you to go check them out, Bodega LTD, and learn more about their work, more about their process. And I think you'll understand why I decided to partner with them. You know, if you've made it here, you've been here for 3 years that we've been running this organization, this particular medium, then you know that I've actively turned down opportunities to receive sponsorship, to receive, you know, ad deals, those sorts of things. I haven't been interested in that. And it's been a slow investment, a slow burn, because I wanted to make sure that the people that we did bring on partner-wise, partnership-wise, actually fit the ethos of what I'm doing, the ethos of what we're doing as a community. Each and every time, you know, you put your neck out there for somebody else's product, somebody else's service, you're essentially saying that this is an extension of you. And I would never bring something to this audience, to this community, that I didn't feel like could stand on its own too, and as an extension of me. So that said, Bodega is an absolutely amazing team. And I think that their newest product, their newest offering, in addition to Maison Bodega and other things you find on their website and their Instagram as you go search, we'll leave something in the show notes to connect with them specifically before their episode is released. But they have a new platform called Salonier, and it's a philosophy and trend analysis platform. And I think that over the coming weeks and throughout the summer, we'll learn more and more about what that is and how you can get involved with it. But specifically for people listening today, I wanted to drop a quick nugget, and I'll continue to do that throughout the summer. You can receive a discount code for this brand new platform that I already have access to. And it's amazing just getting to poke around in it and the value it brings to me as someone that's not only learning actively, but also someone who's providing services to people. If you run, so what that means is if you run a small studio, if you're a creative director, if you have a small business, small brand, or even a medium-sized brand, you know, what you're able to do with this platform is you're able to get the same insight, the same research, the same frameworks that Bodega has used for clients like Nike, like Business of Fashion, like High Snob. Like, these places have used these same insights, these same methods, and it's going to give you an extra leap and bound head start ahead of your competition when you're pitching, when you're defending your design decisions, when you're defending your research. This is what you need. So I'll obviously speak more and more about this. I'm a big believer in what they're doing, and I wouldn't bring this to you if I didn't believe in it. So again, I'll leave that in the show notes, how you can actually get the discount code. It's specific for the audience here. And I wanted to make sure that you heard about it first before we even get into the meat and potatoes of the lectures this summer. Like I mentioned, this episode is primarily announcements, but hopefully just getting you ready for what's going on this summer. Next, I wanted to talk about why we named it this. Like I mentioned, in addition to the partnership with Bodega, the name of the summer lecture series, which is going to bring you some amazing guests, going to bring you some amazing solo lectures. It's an overall good vibe for your summer as you continue to sort of grow, not only as we reopen, not only as we reintegrate into quote-unquote normality, but I find that there's a little abnormality that has grown in you over this time we've been in quarantine, and you want to figure out how to integrate with the world again. Learning to live is an abstraction from our, you know, day one moniker of still learning. And the more we were talking about it, partnership and extended friends, family, team, I wanted something that could speak to the experience of living a life of integration. And this has nothing to do with socioeconomic or racial politics or anything. I'm talking about internal integration. I'm talking about the integrated self. And a lot of times we've spoken on this time about Jungian psychology, other forms of modern thought. And I think that one of the biggest challenges of the audience here and the people that I'm speaking to, and you'll know if I'm speaking to you or not because you'll be like, oh, wow, that's me. The biggest problems that we're addressing really are that the creative life is fragmented. You know, the facts are that the acceptance from your social life is important to you, not from the sense of you care what other people think about you, but from the sense of you want to bring more than 80% of you to work in the way that you earn your living. You want your life and your work to be integrated. And you care more about legacy and longevity than lavish living after a certain period of time. You know, there's an old saying that you can't go visit your money. So one thing that you care about is something that's unseen. And what we're trying to do this summer is speak to that unseen, is speak to that part of you that is not being fulfilled. We're trying to come to you with a different energy that speaks not just to the skill building, the endless monotony of going to get coffee with people, because that's an anxiety I know I have. Especially as the world's beginning to open up again, you feel this need to perhaps go integrate and, you know, go grab a beer and go grab coffee and go meet here and go over there and go over there, or you're going to feel left behind. But the truth is that when you're living a life of integration, there's no way you can be left behind, because the only competition is you. So we're going to be talking about a lot of that this summer. And I think that you're going to love some of the guests that we have on board, people from all walks of life, all levels of success. And the stories and the work that connects to the stories is incredible. We have people from Switzerland. We have people from working out of New York. We have people working out of Indiana. We have people working, like, these are Minneapolis, as I mentioned. So we're covering our full basis, the full spectrum of how people work, where people work, and what work people are doing at all levels, at all clientele, at all partnership levels. So the hope is that you leave this summer after, you know, 2 or 3 months of time spent with us, very concentrated, very specific time, that you leave out with a couple of things. One, we want people to grow out of this idea of being just the quiet creative. We want people to fully take this next step. I mean, you're growing with us as we grow. You're growing with us as we grow. So we want people to be leaders among your peers. We want people who are listening to this show and who are consuming these lectures, consuming this content, to wake up in the morning and understand that they have a responsibility, not just to create and be recognized, but to create and to serve. And what that starts with is an understanding of self, and then an understanding of society, and building out from there. And last but not least, we want people to care about creating legacy. And we want people to understand it's okay to care about creating this new type of family legacy for yourself, of wealth, of health, and abundance, and living at the edge, and living at your edge, and ultimately following your dreams. And you know me, you know this community is built on, it's one that's built on an idea of skepticism, healthy skepticism, knowing that there's always an extra question to ask, but we take action while we ask. So that's what this is about. Like I said, this is more of an announcement episode, and I wanted you to get this information in a clear, concise manner. Hopefully this time was spent for you, and hopefully you look forward to what's on the horizon coming up in the coming weeks and months. Like I said, you can be on the lookout in the show notes. Go claim your discount code for Salonier. And also, subscribe. And if any of this sounds cool to you, I would really, really appreciate it. This community would appreciate it if you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us boost our ratings there. I haven't really paid attention to that before recently. And people in my community, in my circle, have told me that that's one thing that really matters. So I really appreciate your insight there. Like I mentioned, you could subscribe to our email newsletter, educated-guest.com. We'll leave links in the show notes to access all the things that I've mentioned. Thank you for your attentiveness, for your care, and your consideration. We'll talk to you soon. All right, peace.